ATC is go.
Frankenmuth is go.
ATC is go.
Copy, S is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety cons is go.
STU is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDR is go.
Launch director, NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right Side Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Ann Greason at the National Patriot, and Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor, Friday night edition of the show, the 15th of January. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing okay, but we got to let people know right off the top of the show here tonight. We are battling some technical difficulties. Now, this has nothing to do with the social media BS that's been going on. This is courtesy of a great big update to Windows.
Yes. Yesterday, I personally had three different updates to Windows, and all seemed to be going fine, except today, we noticed certain things involving the sound aren't quite working the way they should be.
Well, and, you know, I did not have an update yesterday. I got mine this morning. And I'm sitting here trying to put my local news stuff together this morning, and my computer was bogging down. And I thought, you know, I just need a reboot. Of course, when I did that, I got the giant update. It took 2 hours.
Oh. Well, mine went fast, but it seemed to have changed things all on its own within my computer. I literally had to go back in and reset all my sound settings, as
now,
you know.
Earlier this afternoon, Diana and I were talking on Skype, and as she was talking, she'd get real low like this, and then all of a sudden she'd come back up like that. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And, you know, I told her, I said, something's wrong. Something's not right. And I recorded a little bit of it, and I sent her the sound file. And then we found out she can't play any sound files.
Yeah, which is going to make posting tonight's podcast a little strange in the morning. I'm going to have to take Craig's word that it's all there.
You know, so we're dealing with those issues. So we're going to do kind of an abbreviated show tonight. We're hopeful that we can get a full hour in, but if things go south, it might end before that. We just don't know.
Right.
You know.
Right. And it's not that we mean to cut the show short. It's that the issues are so all-encompassing that it's affecting basically everything we do, from our writing to our researching to being able to keep a connection. And it seems that others are having the exact same problem. I went on the internet to see what I can do to correct it, and there were thousands of people reporting the same issues.
You know, why does Windows do this? I mean, they send updates to fix the bugs that produce other bugs.
Right, and in the meantime, you know, the bugs multiply like bunny rabbits.
Well, they do. But hopefully we can get a full hour in tonight, and I don't think we should try and press it any further than that, to be honest.
I don't either. It's a little scary if we do.
Well, so here's the deal, folks. Talk show tonight. We're not doing individual segments tonight. We will have a couple of really good segments coming up for you on Tuesday, so you want to make sure you tune in for that. really nothing has happened since Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, nothing at all, except President Trump, unfortunately, set a new record, if you will, as being the only president in U.S. history to be impeached twice.
I'm frankly surprised he hasn't gone on television or some interview and bragged about it. Nobody can get impeached like I can. I get impeached better than anybody else.
You know why? Because no media wants him on anymore. They've kind of made him a pariah, which I hate to tell them in the end is going to backfire, because in end, Trump is going to triumph.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, I can understand, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, those groups, they don't want him on. Fox News has gone to the dark side, but I'm surprised he hasn't gone on with Hannity or gone on with Tucker over there, because they're still good. And but then, you got OAN, you got Newsmax, and he hasn't done anything with them either. So,
but the problem is not everybody can get those stations. Yes, they're internet stations, but many carriers also carry them on their, cable, whatever, however it works. And some people can't get them.
Well, and I don't get them. I've got Dish Network. Now, they're available, but it's a different package than the package I have.
Okay.
I haven't looked into seeing how much more getting Newsmax would be. I probably should do that, but I just haven't yet. But I can get Newsmax on my computer and things like that. And I'm sitting here in the office most of the time anyway. So,
you know what it is? I think even some of them are afraid of being pulled off air if they have President Trump on.
Could be. That could very well be.
Big tech is now running out of control.
Well, they are, and we'll get to that in a little bit here. But let's talk a little bit about the impeachment. I sat here, and I watched the whole bloody thing. And I'm telling you, I could literally feel my blood pressure going up. The hypocrisy was so thick in that House chamber, I don't think you could have fired a cannonball through it.
And, they did the impeachment, all of it, without one witness, without any hearings, without any discussion. It was gangbusters, let's go forward. We're impeaching President Trump, and the hell with what anybody else wants.
It was the biggest display of kangaroo courtism I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was an absolute disgrace to this country, how our founders and framers must be flipping over in their graves, because this was a mockery of the Constitution. And I really think it's going to come back to haunt them.
Well, I think it will, too. Now, obviously, there was 10 Republicans, rhinos, that went along with them. But you've got to hand it to some of the Republicans in the House chamber the other day.
Yes.
And I'll signal out just a small handful. Matt Gaetz.
He was wonderful. He's a hell of a nice guy. But when you get under his skin, watch out. He let them have it for their hypocrisy and everything else. And yet, of course, the media turned it on him and made him the bad guy.
Right. He was absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
Jim Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Jordan was on fire. Jim Jordan laid it on the line again.
Yes, he
Love
did.
Jim Jordan. Then you've got, what's the new
Brian
guy?
Brian Mast.
Well, Brian Mast, he's always awesome. And, of course, he's drawn scorn from CNN and some of the others, that are just absolute freak shows. Cawthorn.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let's talk a little bit about what Brian Mass did. It was really one of those, you know,
it was a seminal moment. Yeah.
Because all he did was stand there and ask a question.
He put forth a question that you know, he knew was just going to make the liberal's skin crawl.
Yes.
And then he stood there and waited for an answer that never came.
And it was just simply where's the proof? Has anybody that's been arrested said they were part of the Trump siege, you know, blaming it on Trump? None of them did, because they weren't Trump people. They were Antifa. They were QAnon sorts. They were Black Lives Matter sorts. But the room was silent. Dead silent.
And he stood there using his time in silence.
Right.
And when his time was, you know, about 10 seconds from being up, he said, seeing as that I'm not going to get any answer, I relinquish my time.
Right.
It was a seminal moment.
It was as good a moment as Tom Cotton being the biggest letdown I have ever seen.
I would agree.
We had such high hopes for him, and he stabbed Trump right in the back.
Well, and he wasn't the only one.
No.
You know, I mean, he wasn't the only one. Madison Cawthorn, he's new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he just got elected, and he has lit the Democrats on fire.
Yes.
Over all of this. Nancy Pelosi wants him thrown out of the House.
Yeah, like she can do that. There's no grounds for that, you know?
You know, it's it's unbelievable. He put it out there too. And the Democrats are saying that Cawthorn has to be held, quote unquote, accountable for his seditious behavior.
How about all of their seditious behavior by not condemning all the riots, mayhem, arson, and murder that took place, you know, over half a year in this country? In fact, the Democrats actually egged them on. Remember all the burning and all the mayhem, folks? Did you hear any Democrat condemn any of it?
No.
No.
No. Now, no. Cawthorn, ahead of the rally, he gave a speech, and he called some of his colleagues cowards in the speech. And, you know, the Democrats are just coming unhinged.
Okay.
Now,
yeah, they
here's what he said, in part. He said, call your congressman and feel free. You can lightly threaten them and say, you know what? If you don't start supporting election integrity, I'm coming after you.
This has gotten to the point of ridiculousness. And I just got something coming through one of my feeds right now that, remember how that horrible human being, Jake Tapper?
Oh, God, that guy's
a
piece of crap.
Well, he just got blasted big time for questioning Brian Mast's patriotism. For people who don't know who Brian Mast is, he's one of our Florida representatives who lost both legs and some fingers fighting for this country. And that SOB Tapper had the audacity to say he is not a patriot.
Yeah, Tapper's an idiot.
Oh, beyond.
You know, But yeah, there's a handful. There's and there were others too. I don't want to say those were the only ones that stood their ground and stood tough. Mm-hmm. Because there were others, but those are the names that leap to my mind.
Well, those are the names that people are more familiar with and everything. But now what I love is there's I believe she's a congresswoman from Georgia.
Yes.
Who is going to call for Joe Biden's impeachment on January 21st. I love it.
Now, you know, and she made that announcement on the floor of the House.
Yes.
And that's going to go nowhere because the Democrats now control the House. But she's going to do it, and I applaud her for it.
Correct. Absolutely. Who knows? Maybe there's a few Democrats that know the election was stolen and are starting to get a little bit nervous about being caught in the fallout. And maybe a couple of them will do the right thing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know, I mean, but not certainly not enough to have it matter.
Probably. I think the only thing that matters Democrat-wise is what Joe Manchin does in the Senate.
I agree. I don't think, first of all, I don't think Pelosi will even entertain her motion on the floor.
Probably not, but she'll get to get it out.
Yep, she'll say it. She'll scream it out loud, and I love her for it. So
yes, you know. I just forget her name offhand.
Yeah, I've lost her name too. She's new, so we don't really know her yet.
Right.
You know,
that's the thing. Yes. But
it was a sham of a proceeding. It was an absolute disgrace of a proceeding. Like Diane said, no committee hearings, no hearings, no witnesses. No due process, none of it.
Based on hearsay and yeah. Innuendos, their favorite mode of operations.
Just insanity. They're psychotic. The
liberalism
have gone psychotic.
Really is a mental disease.
And it was on full display this week.
Oh, it sure was.
My God. Now,
sure was.
All of this, of course, leading up to the inauguration this coming Wednesday, and the same party that for 4 years screamed, yelled, pissed, and moaned that walls don't work have put up giant fences all the way around the Capitol.
I know. It's the height of hypocrisy. But you know what? We did forget to sort of pull out one traitor to President Trump.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Mike Pence.
Pence.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is a disgrace beyond belief. And I do go on the record, and Craig knows this, as saying he was not my choice for vice president. I never cared for him. I never trusted him.
Well, and, you know, I'll be perfectly honest. When they named him, Diane and I both went, who? You know,
and then we researched him and we found out who.
Yeah, it was like, oh, well, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, not like we had any say in the matter.
No,
you know, but
I'm going to say this again, Craig, and I've said it countless times. President Trump's first picks for most positions have been no-goes. They've been replaced.
Right.
And many times his second choices have worked out very well. Pompeo, the only good one, I think, was Ben Carson for HUD. However, I really believe that within his inner circle, there was someone from day one working against him. None of his family members, but someone else. We don't know the true inner circle. We only know what the media tells us is his inner circle. But I really think he has a traitor in the mist.
Yeah, somebody was leading him down the primrose path.
Yeah.
You know, on a lot of those picks. And that's too bad. But I don't think, you know, even if he'd had better picks from the word go, I don't know that it would have changed very much outside of the fact if he'd have had a really good, tough, strong rock-solid Law & Order conservative AG, we may have seen some real hard, fast indictments.
True, true. The ones that he had were the most weak-kneed men I have ever seen.
I agree.
Sessions and
Bill Barr.
Bill Barr, his name I'd love to forget. I mean, he picked the wrong people on advice. Someone has been giving him advice on which people to pick for which positions, and he's been steered wrong.
Yeah, that advice sucked.
Yeah, big time. You know,
just absolutely sucked. Now, as long as we're talking about the possibility of indictments that never came, a whole bunch more documents related to the whole Russia scam got released today.
Mm-hmm.
And those documents even go further, showing what kind of a flim-flam scam this whole thing was. A lot of them contained, of the documents that got released today, contained transcripts of interviews with different FBI agents. And at one point, they were talking about meetings that had to do with the Steele dossier.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was put forth to an FBI agent whose name I think has been redacted, but the question was, but it was definitely political in your mind. That's the Steele dossier. And he says, without a doubt, not even a question. And that even goes further into what Diana and I have said for the past 4 years, that the Steele dossier was a 100% fabricated fraud.
Right. We knew it from day one.
And so did the FBI.
Yes.
You know, and these documents that came out today make that very clear. After that little exchange, the next question was, and was that something you were conveying to blank? Let's start with the ASAC in the New York field office. The answer, yeah, I mean, it was obvious. Question,
right.
Okay. Answer, and it was something I spoke about with Steele, and it's something that the ASAC and I spoke about as well, that it was completely obvious that this was information intended to be used by one party against the other.
And that's exactly what happened. But my question in all of this is, all of this stuff should have been dumped before the election.
All of this stuff should have been dumped at the very conclusion of that investigation.
True, and it wasn't.
And none of it was. And things like that could have made a big difference. And remember, Jeff Sessions, he recused himself from all of that, and Bill Barr wouldn't release it.
Oh, well, here's something that I just got that absolutely made me sick. Pence called Kamala Harris to congratulate her ahead of the inauguration.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
Just a few hours ago. That is absolutely sickening.
Should never have done that.
Never. He is a weak-kneed. I'm trying to be not nasty here, but I have no respect or admiration for that man whatsoever. He could have stopped all of this.
Well, and with what's coming out now, stuff that you and I noticed while the Capitol riot was going on,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and some of the stuff that's coming out right now regarding that riot is making Pence and these lily-livered cowards in the Republican Party look like abject morons.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they know that Antifa operatives were there. They also found out that people on the no-fly list actually flew into Washington and were part of the rioting because they were arrested. And when they check, you know, the backgrounds of the people,
right,
they show up on the no-fly list.
How does that happen?
That happens by being overlooked, pre-planned, and pre-orchestrated.
And maybe somebody turning a purposeful blind eye.
Exactly.
You know, look, neither one of us, Diane nor myself, neither one of us are into conspiracy theories, but you have to ask yourself a question like that. How does somebody on the no-fly list get on an airplane and fly to Washington, D.C.?
From California.
Yeah, I mean, all the way across the country.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I mean,
just one.
No.
It's 11?
Yeah, there was a bunch.
Yeah.
That should never happen.
And there's also some funny business about the actual timeline of events.
Some real funny business about that, because in order to walk from the ellipse where President Trump's speech was taking place up to the Capitol takes about, at a reasonable walking pace, takes about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we know exactly when the incursion into the Capitol occurred.
Right.
Okay, and we know that because of that time frame, the people involved in that could not have been riled up by the president's speech because they couldn't have been there.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, so there's all sorts of goofiness and weirdness coming out regarding this. And, you know, we're getting right up here to the bottom of the hour. So I don't want to give this away quite yet. But as soon as we come back from the bottom of the hour break, remember, folks, after the riot, okay, the next show, Diana and I were talking about it on Right Side Patriots right here at rspradio1.com. And we said that people were let into the building.
Yes.
The Capitol Police.
We both wrote about it as well.
Yeah. We both have it in articles. Capitol Police were letting people into the building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's a clue as to what we're going to talk about, what I'm going to tell you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take this bottom of the hour a couple of minutes early. When we come back, we've got more new information regarding that very thing. And if you watched the proceedings on the House floor with this impeachment and you heard the crap those liberals were spewing from their pie holes a couple of days ago, this will light your hair on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, folks, stay with us. There's more Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sori. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on News of the Day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out the National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor, Friday night, January 15th. Welcome to it. All right, Diane, we were just talking a couple of minutes ago about how the Capitol Police were letting people in to the Capitol right ahead of the riot. And one of those quote-unquote suspected rioters, okay, a fellow by the name of Robert Bauer. He's from Kentucky. He was there with his cousin, Edward Hemingway, who's actually from Virginia. They were there, and as they got to the Capitol, Capitol Police officer shook Bauer's hand upon entering the building and said, "It's your house now."
Yeah.
Whoa.
It makes it seem like the police, the Capitol Police, were somehow in on this, that they knew what was going to happen and allowed it to happen. Now, am I saying all the Capitol Police? No. But I think certain sympathizers actually knew ahead of time what was going to happen.
Somebody must have. Okay, yeah. Bauer and Hemingway get to the building. Once inside, they encounter a Capitol Police officer. We don't know who. That officer grabbed Bauer's hand, shook his hand, made the statement, "It's your house now." The officer also shook his cousin, his cousin's hand. The man's name is Hemingway. And Hemingway apparently told him, "Sorry," to which the officer replied, "Again, it's your house now," and then hugged the guy.
If that's not a sympathizer, I don't know what is.
Now, we don't know what Bauer and Hemingway did while they were in the Capitol. We have no idea, but they're being, anyway, accused of being rioters. Now, did they cause trouble in there? I don't know.
Well, you know what's odd about it? The group that did go into the Capitol, at least the first group, remember they very nicely walked between the roped off lines.
Right.
Even the crazy loon with the antler hat, you know, didn't do anything threatening in any way. And yet AOC, you know, our favorite little dummy, actually said it's not an exaggeration to say that many members of the House were nearly assassinated.
I don't think so.
I don't think it ever came to that. She was scared for her life. She was afraid she'd be kidnapped. Who the hell would want to kidnap her?
Why didn't she just get up on the roof and start dancing?
She's done it before. She could do it again.
So that's what I'm saying.
I know. You know.
Now, apparently, and we, you know, look, there were some bad things that happened in there. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're not saying there wasn't. Right? And apparently, there was one or two people in there with zip ties. Okay? The kind that the cops use to cuff people when they run out of handcuffs.
Right.
Right now, we don't know who they were, we don't know who they were with, and we don't know exactly what they were intending to do. Okay, but if you go in there with zip ties, it's, you know, you're not going to zip tie garbage bags.
No.
Okay, so we don't know exactly what was going on, but
we still don't know, Craig, if any of these people were Trump supporters.
Exactly. We have no idea. But Joe Biden said something that kind of goes along with what you're saying about AOC being, you know, scared spitless about this. Biden came out today and said, and I quote, "It was shocking to see members of the Congress while the Capitol was under siege by a deadly mob of thugs refusing to wear a mask while they were in secure locations." Now, I know that sounds absolutely butt stupid, okay, but here's what it tells me. The Capitol was under siege. It was a deadly event. It was an angry mob. But the virus had to be worse because that's what's on Joe's mind.
Right. And with dementia, you know, he can only stay focused on one thing at a time.
And barely that.
But you know what? I think part of the problem is, and let's start with this from AOC again. This is how democracy can burn. It is fragile. We must cherish it. And they didn't. And they don't. So they need to leave. Donald Trump needs to leave. Ted Cruz needs to leave. Josh Hawley needs to leave. They need to get out to protect our democracy. Herein lies a main problem, folks. We are not a democracy. We are a republic, a representative republic. Democracy is mob rule. And guess what? The Democrats showed mob rule very well in the impeachment fiasco.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I wish people would stop calling us a democracy.
I do too. We're a republic.
Yes.
You know, and we're a representative republic.
That's what we are.
You know, democracy has kind of become a catch-all. You know, it's almost now like you call any kind of facial tissue a Kleenex when it could be a Puffs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of become a catch-all, but there is a big difference.
A huge difference. It's simple. Representative versus mob.
Yeah. You know, and you know, democracy has kind of become the generic accepted phrase, and it never should be.
No, because it's not. It's the antithesis of what we are. Our founders and framers made us a constitutional republic. Yeah, I don't believe the word democracy is even in the Constitution. Don't hold me to that, but I don't think it is.
I'd have to go back and reread it, you know, find out if it's buried in there anywhere.
Yeah, it might be buried somewhere, but I really don't know.
And, you know, some of our elections are democratic. You know, they are democracy elections. I mean, let's face it, when we vote for the president, we're actually casting ballots not just for the president, but for electors.
That's all we're casting a vote for, okay, is electors.
But when we elect, our municipal governments, our county governments, our state governments, and even the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, it's whoever gets the most votes. You know, there are no electors there. So, you know, it's a very unique form of government that we have in this country.
Okay, and I was right. The word democracy does not appear in the U.S. Constitution.
It might. It might be right there.
See,
you're stepping on the joke here. It might be right there next to where it says separation of church and state.
Oh, okay.
They don't jump in there so fast, young lady.
Okay. No, it actually does not anywhere appear in the U.S. Constitution.
Well, there you go. You know?
You know, it goes along with also something that does not appear in the Constitution, separation of church and state, and America is a Christian nation.
Yeah, none of that appears.
None of that appears in the U.S. Nope. Constitution, folks.
Nope. If you can show us where, we'd like to see it.
Yeah.
You know? Now, we'll get back to all of this in a minute, but I have got to take a sidestep here and bring up something that I saw about North diarrhea.
Okay.
Over in North Korea, they had their big military parade the other day. Okay. And you know how this works. You know, little Kim stands up there on a balcony in a fur hat and waves to people. And, you know, the parade goes by in front of him and everybody's goose stepping. And you know how that works, right? Mm-hmm. And they have all the big, you know, military hardware that comes out. Well, at the very end of the parade, into the square come a bunch of trucks with ballistic missiles that are supposed to be launched from submarines.
Okay.
All these, you know, goose-stepping soldiers, all the military hardware, the tanks, the rocket launchers, all of that. Then short-range ballistic missiles and SLBMs, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, rolled into the square on the backs of trucks. The world's most powerful weapon, the submarine-launched ballistic missiles, came in there. Okay, now, when I saw these, I looked at them and went, oh, okay. I guess I didn't really realize that North Korea had submarines, and I kind of figured.
Oh, yeah, they do.
If the same people that were in charge of developing the guidance system for North Korean missiles were also developing the submarines, their submarines probably wouldn't sink.
Okay.
But then I read a little bit further in the article. I got to read this line out loud. North Korea has test-fired several submarine-launched ballistic missiles from underwater, and analysts say they are seeking to develop an operational submarine to carry the missiles.
Okay.
So, apparently, North Korea now has submarine-launched ballistic missiles, but they don't have the submarines that can actually launch them. What the hell? Shouldn't you have the submarine first?
I would think so, but you got to remember the mindset of Kim Jong-un isn't exactly, you know... Well, he's not exactly running on full throttle, shall we say.
I don't think his gas pedal goes all the way to the floor.
No, I don't think it does either.
You know, North Korea has test-fired several SLBMs from underwater, and analysts say they're seeking to develop an operational submarine to carry the missiles. Okay, what did they launch them from?
A tugboat, who knows? But I do know if North Korea needs something and, you know, they're tied in with China, I'm sure Uncle Joe will help them out.
Oh, yeah. That's a pipeline now.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have those submarines in a week.
Yeah. Hunter will bring them over.
Yeah. Yeah. We have nuclear powered. They'll have cocaine powered submarines. But still, you know. I thought, really? They've got submarines that are that capable? Nope, apparently not.
Yes, apparently not. But such I think here dips. We need to talk a little bit about the censorship in social media regarding President Trump and his supporters, including people like us.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
It's getting worse. Now it seems everything I have to post and many others have to be approved by the administrators of groups that we've been posting on for years with absolutely no problem at all. But because we're targeted as Trump supporters, anything we post must be approved.
And it's across the board on Facebook.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, it's only for conservatives, though, folks. Liberals still get to post whatever they want. Groups are being taken down left and right. The big group, Joe Biden is not my president, the one that had over a million people.
Yeah.
It's gone. There's some little groups, but they're not worded that way. I mean, it's censorship to the nth degree.
Well, and can we get a round of applause for James O'Keefe? Because that guy is at it again. He has undercover audio mm-hmm. of whistleblowers from inside of Twitter.
Yes.
And he's got Jack, what's his name, the head of Twitter. I can't think of his last name.
Bezos? No.
Jack, oh. not Jeff. Jack, the guy with the scraggly beard. Anyway.
Beard, yeah.
He's got him. He's got him in meetings. Apparently, he's got several audios of him in different meetings telling people at Twitter, yeah, right now, we're just focused on one account, i.e. Trump, right? But mm-hmm. this is going to go a lot further and a lot deeper, and it's going to take a lot more work and a lot more time. And, Diane, you'll love this. They're going to do what Facebook did. They're going to go back retroactively. They're mm-hmm. going to go back years retroactively, just like they did with you and so many other people on Facebook. And they're going to dig up tweets from years ago that they now, that they had no problem with then, but they now consider them hurtful, harmful, and dangerous, and they're going to start banning people for those.
Yep. Well, I'm sure you and I'll make the bans there too. But here's something, and it just came across basically a few seconds ago. Seems Nancy Pelosi is saying that Trump must apologize to Iran.
For what?
Before he leaves office. Are you ready for this, folks? For taking out Soleimani.
Bullshit.
I know. Bullshit. And she said if he did, her exact words were, she has demanded that President Trump apologize to the Iranians for the killing of one of their generals or else. What does what or else mean? What is she going to do? What is she going to threaten him with? How dare that piece of garbage threaten the President of the United States because he killed, or I should say he didn't personally kill him. He had taken out a general that was responsible for countless American deaths.
That's insane.
It's insane. She's an overt traitor.
Now, is this verified?
I don't know if it's verified or not.
I mean, I find this hard to believe. I just do.
So do I. Now, I don't know how old this is even, or
I'll tell you, that sounds hinky to me. I'm just saying, that sounds really hinky to me. I wouldn't put much past Pelosi, but that doesn't sound right.
Sound right, but it also doesn't sound wrong, because remember what Obama did. He apologized for America.
Yeah, but no. I'm not buying.
Unless she was in one of her drunken rants.
Well, that could be too, but no, I'm sorry. I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it either, but it just came across one of my feeds.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I mean, that's the kind of thing. We got to be careful of stuff like that, because no.
Well, that's why I'm saying so. I'm only presenting it, and I'm saying it came across one of my feeds, but I am not saying it's truth. What I am saying is I don't have proof either way. Is it truth or is it not truth?
I'm going to go with not.
I'm going to go with, I don't know.
Pelosi
is pretty out there. But I'm not saying it is truth by any means.
She is pretty out there, but my gut tells me that that's a bull story. That's my gut's telling
me. It very well could be. It very well could be, but it's interesting anyway.
Now, here's something that is making the news, and we can confirm this. And folks, you're going to want to listen to what we tell you on this, because the left is going to put a whole different spin on this. The NRA has filed for Chapter 13 bankruptcy.
Yeah,
and
I heard
now
that.
The liberals are going to tell you that this is, you know, the collapse of the NRA and they've won and all this. That's absolute crap. What this is, okay, this is part of a restructuring, because the NRA is preparing to move out of New York and into Texas. Okay, and in order for them to do this, they have to be a nonprofit listed in Texas. And so this Chapter 13 thing, see, this is not a Chapter 11. This is a Chapter 13. There's a big difference. This is a restructuring at a corporate level so they can qualify to be a nonprofit in the state of Texas.
Hmm.
That's what this is. Trust me, the NRA is not out of money. Okay? They have to do this because they're getting out of New York. They've had it with New York. They're blowing out. And Wayne LaPierre said, yep, we're going to Texas. You know, it's this is all just part of the whole thing. They're trying to get out of New York as fast as possible, set up shop over in Texas as fast as possible. And this is not going to change anything, according to the hierarchy at NRA, including Wayne LaPierre. This is not going to change anything for member benefits.
No, not at all. Of course not.
Okay. They're going to keep publishing the magazine. They're going to keep delivering the magazine. They'll continue to train people and teach people how to use firearms. They're going to teach hunter safety courses just like they always have. But more importantly, according to Wayne LaPierre, we will continue to fight for your freedom and the freedom of all Americans as we have for all these years. In fact, we are expanding our national platform.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, here's something else interesting. That story about Pelosi just came through again.
I'm telling you, it's bull. I'm telling you, people are going to see that, and they're going to forward that, and they're going to share that without ever checking it out. My gut tells me that is 100% crap.
Did you ever hear of a news source called the Daily World? I never have.
That's a satire site.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Okay. Then that's what this is. This is dangerous stuff then that people are doing. They're deliberately trying to cause problems.
Right. Somebody's put this out there. And most people that are hitting the share button on this kind of stuff, they see the headline, that they're angered by the headline, and they want to hurry up and share it so other people see it too. They don't even bother to research it. They don't even look into it. And this is something that Diane and I fight against all the time.
Yeah, now I did very fastly read the article, and it actually seems legitimate until I just found out from Craig that this is a satire site. I've never heard of this site before.
Yeah, it's there's any number of different things. There's a Daily World out of Aberdeen, but I guarantee you, this is satire.
Well, these people should not be doing this, especially in times like this. this is a crime in its own right, because this kind of stuff can set off some loons.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, it really can.
Yeah. And this is the kind of thing, you know, people, be careful what you share on Facebook, because I guarantee you there are left-wing nut jobs.
Oh, by the way, this was not on Facebook. I didn't get this from Facebook. It actually came through a feed.
It doesn't matter where it comes from, okay?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is there are left-wing nut jobs out there that will put this kind of crap out there, okay, in the hopes that you'll share it. And people will share this kind of thing on Facebook. Then the Facebook censors get a hold of you and say, that's fake news, we're going to ban you for 30 days.
Right. Okay. And maybe that's part of it, to get people to post this kind of stuff and get more conservatives off the news feeds.
That's what I'm saying. So, folks, be careful. Okay? Be careful. I mean, certain things, you know, just when you read them, they just don't ring true. But people get so worked up. And they want to hit that share button. Everybody needs to see this, right? Mm-hmm. They don't even look at it. They don't even bother to try and find out where it came from or what the facts are, the truth is behind it.
That's why I said I was not able to verify it, and I'm just reporting it, but we need to find out if it's true or not.
Yeah. So, you know, watch out. That's all we're telling you, folks. Watch out. Because they're out there to get you now, and they're going to bait you. They're going to bait you into doing things. Okay? The inauguration is coming up on Wednesday. We know for a fact there will be 20,000 people there. They happen to be National Guards people.
I was just going to say, wait a minute. With the wired fence with the little... prongers sticking up.
It's going to be the biggest crowd Joe Biden has had in, you know, since he decided to run for president.
They're all going to be wearing uniforms. Here's another way to think of it. Joe Biden, supposedly, along with Kamala Harris, got more votes than Obama, than Hillary, than Trump, than anybody else. Yet when he was running, he hid in his basement and was running out of campaign funds when, you know, during the primaries. Kamala Harris had to drop out of the primaries because nobody liked her. But suddenly they're the king and queen of all votes ever.
Yep.
Right then and there, it should tell you something stinks, folks.
Red flags should be popping up and flying everywhere.
Exactly.
You know? Well, folks, look. Short show tonight, and we apologize for that. We're lucky we got this far with the technical difficulties we had earlier in the afternoon. But we are going to cut this off here in just a couple of minutes. We appreciate you coming over and having to listen to what we had to say tonight. Go to rspradio1.com. Lots of different things on that website for you, including the podcast. This one, even though Diane won't be able to hear it tomorrow, will be up there tomorrow.
Right, until we figure out what the latest update did to my computer.
Usually it's my computer. Yeah, usually it's my computer that gets screwed over in the updates.
Yeah, this one, I honestly don't know what happened, and it actually told me that the update changed my Yeti settings, which is my microphone.
Yeah, but this is a speaker issue.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, they're kind of tied in together.
Yeah, who knows? We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But go to rspradio1.com, folks. If you haven't been there already, you need to be over there. And before we take off here tonight, we got to thank everybody that's been joining up on all the various platforms that you'll find Right Side Patriots.
Yeah, we have now a huge following on MeWe. We're getting a large following on Megabook and Zephyla. And we're going to be up and running on Gab soon. And we'd like to thank all the people that have joined our group, America First, the unofficial party of President Trump, on Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, folks, we love having you on board and, you know, keep posting. We're moderating those sites. And, you know, I approved a whole bunch of posts over on America First earlier today, and we'll be doing that as we go. So,
right. And Tuesday we should be back, barring this update nonsense. We should be back for a full 2-hour show, I would think.
We're hoping. Folks, you stay tuned, because we got a couple of great segments coming up for you on Tuesday night. And with that, Diane, what do you think? Should we get to the weekend?
I think so. So with that, I'll say nighty night, folks.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Tuesday.